October 1st, 2008. DOH. Experts fail to reach agreement on melamine. Inconclusive. One expert said that there are 10 to 20 ways to test for the chemical, and the level of sensitivity of measures could vary because of human factors. The Department of Health, DOH, announced last night that no consensus could be reached on the threshold for melamine detection after a meeting on testing procedures. The meeting was chaired by Bureau of Food and Drug Analysis Director Chen Shugong with 34 government officials, food safety experts, and laboratory personnel in attendance. Although the department has scheduled a press conference to announce the results of the meeting, it only issued a press release afterwards. It's not an easy task to seek a single solution to this problem, the department said. Wu Jiacheng, Deputy Secretary General of the Consumers Foundation and a chemistry professor at National Taiwan Normal University, told reporters later in the day that there were 10 to 20 ways to test for melamine. But the three discussed at the meeting, high-performance liquid chromatography, HPLC, gas chromatography mass spectrometry, GCMS, and liquid chromatography mass spectrometry, LCMS, could all detect levels of melamine as low as less than 1 part per million ppm. Wu said the level of sensitivity could vary because of human factors, such as accidental contamination of a sample batch with a previous sample. For consumers to feel 100% safe, I hope the government will not tolerate any trace of melamine, he said. But because technology has its limitations, we should set a minimum number for content detection and methods which can detect melamine content under this number can be used as a standard. Wu also suggested the health department test dairy products from the US and Europe, places that are considered more developed, and say what their melamine content is, if any, so consumers can use them as reference points in terms of melamine concentration. While HPLC, GCMS, and LCMS are all used by laboratories in Taiwan, it would be interpreted as favoring certain laboratories if specific methods were announced, he said, adding that nothing could be finalized until the department makes a decision. Meanwhile, 12,135 boxes of Richmond House milk sandwich biscuits imported by Golden Kestrel Company were found to have 29.818 ppm of melamine, the company told Taipei City's health department yesterday. The cookies were sold in Costco stores. Costco had returned the biscuits to Golden Castrel's factory in Taipei County, said Jiang Yumei, director of the Food and Drug Division of the city's health department. Jiang said the department had already asked the Taipei County government to test more samples of the cookies.